This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Took a couple of weeks off for the holidays, thinking that surely by the time I got back, the Congress and the President of the United States would have come to their senses, done the responsible thing, and hammered out a mutually satisfactory agreement about the fiscal you-know-what and all the rest of it. Because honestly, what kind of way is this to run an economy? But the trick's on us, I guess, because here we are again, waiting around for the next crisis that we already know is coming. And while we wait for crises yet to come, we are still trying to get out from under crises past in separate settlements today. Big banks have agreed to part with nearly $19 billion as a way to make amends for the mortgage mess. You know, you add up what banks have paid in financial crisis-related claims, and you've got the equivalent of a small country's gross domestic product, practically. But how much of that money is going to homeowners? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff gets us going today.
Of today's two settlements, only one helps homeowners directly. The Federal Reserve says 3.8 million people will get some kind of compensation from the 10 banks that signed on to the deal. How much? Anywhere from a few hundred bucks all the way up to 125 grand. But for most homeowners who face foreclosure, it won't be much.
$2,000 or $200 does not make a difference in people's lives.
Diane Thompson is with the National Consumer Law Center. She says the headline numbers sound like a lot, but when you spread it out over many banks and many people, it's no longer big money.
Banks have gotten off very lightly, and they have largely been able to structure settlements to their advantage.
For the banks involved, today's $8.5 billion settlement ends a slow and costly review of foreclosure cases. The new deal is designed to give more people more money more quickly. Catherine Porter is a law professor appointed to monitor payments to California homeowners under last year's $25 billion settlement. She says all these deals are a balancing act.
You're trying to deliver relief to a large number of people. You're trying to do it quickly, and you're balancing that against accuracy.
Porter says today's deal could bring some relief to homeowners facing foreclosure who were not covered last year, and some might actually get help from both agreements. Payment to many homeowners from today's settlement is expected to come by the end of March, just in time to pay their taxes. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.